2. Biology. Listen to a lecture in a biology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
We've been talking about marine life lately. Today I want to talk about respiration. I thought it would be interesting to talk not only about what mechanisms allow organisms to breathe underwater, but how it's done on land as well. So, to get started, let's talk about breathing underwater, or aquatic respiration. Here's a thing to remember. There is relatively little oxygen in water, so animals that live underwater need a system that allows them to process oxygen differently from land animals. To do this, fish have developed gills. Gills allow organisms to extract oxygen from water. Later, we'll talk some more about how gills work, but right now I want to contrast that information with a common system of respiration for animals that live on land. Since respiration is really just an exchange of gases, you know, where carbon dioxide is swapped for oxygen, for simple, single-celled organisms, breathing is as simple as constantly being exposed to the air. For those organisms that have more than one cell, it's a little different. An example is vertebrates, which have lungs that allow them to breathe. Special cells in the lungs saturate blood with oxygen. Okay, let's contrast this with a detailed analysis of what happens in fish.
1. What does the professor imply about oxygen content underwater? 2. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Here's a thing to remember. There is relatively little oxygen in water. So animals that live underwater need a system that allows them to process oxygen differently from land animals.
Three. What will the professor likely talk about next?